Support for lifting trade sanctions against Cuba seems to be growing, offering hope to U.S. wheat farmers that a new market could become available. For more than five decades, the U.S. has maintained a trade embargo against Cuba, prohibiting American companies from doing business with the Caribbean island. U.S. Wheat Associates Assistant Director of Policy Ben Connor says a lifting of trade restrictions on Cuba holds significant potential for U.S. wheat farmers.
We're really the only country that applies sanctions on Cuba. So in wheat's case, they're buying from Canada about a third of their wheat and the European Union for the remaining two-thirds.
It's estimated Cuba imports about 29 million bushels of wheat each year. Connor says the U.S. holds a significant market share for wheat with most other Caribbean nations, and it likely would be a key supplier for Cuba as well if the embargo was lifted.
It's not the largest market in the world, but it's 11 million people. They're the largest wheat importer of the Caribbean, and it could have a fairly sizable impact for producers. Our goal is to open markets for wheat producers around the world, and this one is one that's right in our backyard.
Connor says lifting sanctions and establishing credit for Cuba would require an act of Congress, an idea which seems to be gaining support in Washington. Switching gears to another wheat topic, South Dakota wheat farmers are reminded to complete the survey on varieties of wheat planted this year. Visit sdwheat.org for the online survey or return the hard copy, which was mailed earlier this spring. Survey results will help steer variety development of wheat crafted specifically for South Dakota. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.